KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 35 degrees. There is a wind advisory in effect for the entire listening area until this evening in the counties of Winona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. The advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. For the rest of us, including Cass County, the advisory is in effect until 9 p.m. Winds out of the northwest at 25 to 45 miles per hour, with gusts up to 55 can be expected at times. Driving will become difficult, especially for high-profile and lighter vehicles. Tree branches and power lines may be blown down, and loose objects may be displaced. So if you're planning on driving, keep an extra firm grip on the wheel. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. In Western Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs are investigating the armed robbery of a convenience store. Officers were dispatched at around 2:22 a.m. today to the Quick Shop at 3632 Avenue G in reference to a robbery call. When they arrived, they made contact with an employee who said an unknown man walked into the store and pointed a handgun at her. The robber, who was dressed from head to toe in black, made her opened the cash register, and after getting an unknown amount of cash, the suspect left the store in an unknown direction. The area was checked by officers, but they were unable to locate the suspect. If you have any information pertaining to the crime, you're asked to call the Council Bluffs Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Red Oak Police Monday night arrested 42-year-old Crystal Rush Stewart of Red Oak. Stewart was taken into custody at around 6 p.m. in the 200 block of North 2nd Street and charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says that at around 12:40 p.m. Monday, his deputies in the Fremont County K-9 unit were conducting a narcotics investigation in Tabor when deputies attempted to stop a maroon Chevy Tahoe near the intersection of Hillcrest Drive and Highway 275 in Tabor. The vehicle failed to yield and fled from deputies northbound into Mills County. Near the intersection of Highway 275 and Krutzinger Avenue, the vehicle entered the yard of a residence and continued west into a field. A passenger attempted to flee from the moving vehicle and was quickly arrested. The vehicle continued west, and law enforcement used a vehicle intervention technique to bring the vehicle to a stop. All the occupants were arrested then without further incident. Deputies recovered approximately one quarter of a pound of methamphetamine and determined the vehicle had been stolen out of La Vista, Nebraska. 42-year-old Brandon Sutton of Tabor, 43-year-old William Estelle, and 33-year-old Martin Fender, both of La Vista, Nebraska, as well as 19-year-old Faith Stapleton of Red Oak, were all placed under arrest at the scene. They were being held on delivery of a controlled substance methamphetamine charge over 5 grams but under 5 kilograms. And possession of a motor vehicle, a stolen motor vehicle. More charges are pending. A dangerous driver was removed from a busy roadway in Pottawatomie County over the weekend. According to the Iowa State Patrol, Philip Newcomb of Bellevue, Nebraska, was clocked at 97 miles per hour on Interstate 29 in Council Bluffs. In addition, Newcomb was given a breathalyzer test and registered a 0.237 blood alcohol level, which is nearly 3 times the legal limit to drive. During the traffic stop, troopers say there was a strong odor of alcohol in the car and there was an open container on his passenger seat. Newcomb was subsequently arrested for OWI and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. He has since been released. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater late Monday evening issued a report on 4 recent arrests. Last Friday, 29-year-old Brett Michael Stacy of Adair was arrested at the Adair County Jail on a Montgomery County warrant for a sex offender registration violation, first offense. Stacy was held in the Adair County Jail on a $2,000 cash or surety bond until being extradited to Montgomery County. Also arrested last Friday was 38-year-old Donna Marie Ott of Orient. She was arrested on an Adair County warrant for failure to appear for her arraignment. She was released the following day on a $1,000 cash-only bond. On December 30th, 37-year-old Corey Lee Irvin of Bridgewater was arrested on a Polk County warrant for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Irvin was held in the Adair County Jail without bond until being picked up by Polk County deputies the following day. And 18-year-old Coy Allen Brandt of Greenfield was arrested December 31st in Greenfield following a traffic stop for a defective rear license plate light. Records indicated Brandt was driving with a revoked license. He was taken into custody at the scene for driving while license denied or revoked and subsequently released on his own recognizance with a citation. And a Nebraska man suspected of intending to make a prostitute out of a 15-year-old Iowa runaway has taken a plea deal. 37-year-old Joel Lockett of Omaha pleaded no contest Monday in Dodge County, Nebraska District Court to sexual assault of a child. Prosecutors dropped sex trafficking and other charges in return for Lockett's plea. His sentencing is scheduled for March 11th. Court records say sheriff's deputies found the girl with Lockett in his vehicle during a traffic stop October 26th on the north side of Fremont, Nebraska. Records say the girl later told deputies that she had sex with Lockett at a motel hotel and that Lockett was seeking to prostitute her out to other parties for money. In the funeral announcements, Shirley Harry, age 89 of Orient, died Friday in Creston. Funeral services for Shirley Harry will be today at 11 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ronnie Carter, age 70 of Harlan, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Ronnie Carter will be held this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at Fresh Encounter Fellowship in Harlan, and a memorial service for Ronnie Carter will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. also at Fresh Encounter in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. Violet Anderson, age 89 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Violet Anderson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. John McCowan, age 80 of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. A memorial service for John McCowan will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Regan Veith Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Kathy Johnston, age 60, of Audubon, died Saturday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Kathy Johnston will be Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Glenola Ray Neve, age 84, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died January 2nd. Memorial services for Glenola Neve will be Friday at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Deborah Namani, age 65, of Messina, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Deborah Namani will be Friday at 4 o'clock at the Cumberland United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Jane Detter, age 87, of Atlantic, died Saturday at her home. Services for Jane Detter are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Arnold Crawl, age 77, of Audubon, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for Arnold Crawl are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.